Hi, welcome to Let's Get Into It. We're here with some hot teens, Nick, Tim, and Ryan. Guys, how are those terrible teens treating you? Tell me the last story you got hit on. Starting with our guest, Ryan.
The last time I got hit on?
Yeah.
Has
it been that long?
I know.
How far back you got to reach?
You know what it is? I'm really bad at stuff like flirting.
So you don't know if you're getting hit on?
Well, my current girlfriend, I guess she had a crush on me for like a month, and I didn't know. So she was probably hitting on me all the time, and I just had no idea.
A month seems like a reasonable amount of time to not know about a crush.
How many times did you see her in that month?
Five times.
Five times in a month? Okay,
that's
so you missed some signals.
Yeah. Reasonable.
You missed some signals.
Yeah, yeah.
No. But you guys are getting along now? You're hitting it off?
Definitely.
Nice. How long have you been together?
Probably like a month and a half.
How long have you seen her in that month and a half? How many times?
I tried not to see her during the week.
Good. That's how they get you.
We end up seeing each other sometimes during the week.
So you spent two-fifths of the time you've known each other.
This fucking with math whiz.
with an unrecognized crush and three-fifths dating and not seeing each other during the week if you can avoid it.
Yeah, definitely.
So how many days in your life have you seen her?
At this point, maybe 30 days.
Wow. You're 10 days away from a Moses.
From a Moses?
Yeah. Do the math.
Do you
math
mean Noah?
Quiz. Come on, buddy.
Do you mean Noah?
Catch up, Stephen Hawking.
Do you mean the Ark?
He was in the desert for that long with the...
Years.
The people.
40 years.
Yeah, but the number. The number counts.
Well, but I mean, but you could have had Noah where 40 days and 40 nights.
You also could have had Jesus.
What did Jesus do for 40 days?
Wasn't he in the desert as well?
For 30 days.
Really? So you had a Jesus.
How many days was Jesus in the desert?
Great, let's stall everything to get this accurate.
No, it wasn't four?
You keep going.
No, let's go to the Bible, actually. Let's not go to the internet. We have books here. Pull out the Bible.
Where?
It's on the shelf next to the Quran and the Book of Mormon.
Ooh, I'm Jason. I have viewpoints from multiple religions.
Jason, your voice sounds weird.
No one's going to get the Bible? Fine. Okay, so we're going to say you got a Jesus.
Tim, get the Bible.
You got a desert Jesus days with her. Not a Jesus dying, because everyone knows that's 33, the other important number in the 30s. Guys, we got to get back to the important questions. Ryan, we know you've been a Jesus in the desert days with that lady, but how many nights have you been?
Unconfirmed.
Yeah, that's not.
Listen, no, it's confirmed. It might as well be confirmed. All right.
I feel like I've been being coy, and I'll just come out with it.
Please.
She's a coworker.
Oh, shit. So you do see
So I told coworkers, I was like, oh, I'm going to be on this podcast, but a lot of them don't know that we date.
This is breaking news, then. This is the first time on a podcast you talked about being in a relationship.
Do we all have to do the, like, did it? How does that work? Don't you have to hit your neck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hit me with the news opening. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Tonight!
Wait, no, we're not done with the intro.
All right, fine.
Dun, dun.
All right, shuffling papers. Shuffling papers. Adjusting my glasses.
And then, like, things that have been in the news.
I have a dream. I did not have sex with that woman.
One small step for mankind.
Tear down this wall.
Tonight! Breaking news out of Prospect Heights.
No, and no, because it's the end of the year. You've got a lot to sum up.
Where are the Gospels?
Oh, the Gospels are in the New Testament.
How do you tell? Which are they're not color-coded or anything?
It's chronological.
That doesn't help.
Okay, well, you research.
Wait, no, it's not chronological.
Guys, we got a hot story here. You're burying our lead.
The oldest story in the Bible is Job.
Yeah, well, I'm on Job right now.
And that's like halfway through the Old Testament.
Well, no, the oldest is Genesis because it's about the beginning.
No, it was written later than Job.
That's impossible. They were live blogging this.
Jason, if I told you a story
yes.
about what I had for breakfast today.
I wouldn't listen because that's a terrible podcast idea, Gimlet.
And then after that, I told you that when I was a kid.
All right.
Oh, yeah. What is the Gimlet thing? You guys talk about Gimlet sometimes.
Well, they told us to make a podcast and
we did. That's the network we're part of.
I don't think any of that is true.
Rye guy, how about those nights? Greater or less than 30? You got a Jesus in the desert worth of days with her.
Unconfirmed.
You got a Noah full of nights with her? Come on. Give me that hot goss.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know? You don't keep track anymore?
Yeah, I guess people don't keep track of how many days and nights. And
they should.
They should, yeah. I'm going to start now, actually.
It makes them all more special that you're counting. Do you remember the sixth night you spent with her?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
How about the 13th?
No. See, that's the...
Right? That's the unlucky one. I bet some bad shit happened, and you won't know to write that off for the number. Do you also keep track of where the moon is when you guys hang out?
Yeah.
Do you guys fight when it's at its zenith or its nadir?
No, she's an angel, you know.
Let's talk more about her. I see that you desperately want to do that. Termite! There's an angel in the Bronx.
I'm Babe Ruth, and I did not have sexual relations with
today
that one.
Today is the greatest day of my life! Ryan Sartor, you're here. You got a reading series. You're writing a novel. You got a girl you've been over a desert Jesus of days with.
Was that cast approved?
The cast?
That Ryan's writing a novel. That's the sort of thing you leak to the press strategically.
We're breaking news here tonight. Tonight's theme is breaking news.
Are we breaking embargoes, though?
Rye, can we say for sure that you're writing a novel on this podcast?
Yeah, it is that weird thing, though, where, like, I read some article about a guy who, he's like, yeah, I've written a novel, and I'm, like, you know, looking for an agent. And I was like, you're a fucking loser, you know?
We didn't say you've written. We said you're writing because you're a man of action.
Yeah.
You're not a passive man.
It's happening.
All right, so we're breaking news tonight. Tonight's theme is news breaking. We broke two pieces of news about our best friend Ryan Sartor. Anyone else got some news to break in this room? Nick, what's new in your life? Oh, the Yankees win the pennant! It's a miracle! A goddamn miracle! Not listen here! Mr. Bank Guy, I gotta go to my Christmas party!
I'm running out of old things. I don't know.
News is I'm wearing this shirt.
Oh, Jesus.
Did I do the shirt on the podcast yet?
No,
I think you did. I think you have. I don't know. It probably gets cut out every time. So.
Did
I
do it? Adorable. I love what's that your shirt. Bro.
All right. Oh yeah. Thank what's your you. Shirt, bro?
Oh, there we go.
Here's your moment.
Rachel and I hosted a novelist, Adrienne Selt, who was visiting New York. We put her up in our home for a few days, and to thank us, she made us a T-shirt saying "It's Rachel and Nick," and it has our faces on it. I feel very weird wearing it out in public, except that people probably can't tell that it's me. So they're not like, there goes a guy with his and his wife's face on a shirt.
You don't think her art is very good, then?
I think her art is very good.
Okay.
I think that good cartooning doesn't only call up one person in mind.
Do you believe in representational art?
Not necessarily.
Let's get into it.
Do I believe in it?
Yeah.
I don't think that it really exists.
Tim Mucci, do you have any news to break?
Yeah, I just found breaking news.
In the beginning, there was the word, and the word was
this is too important. We can't wait.
Okay.
I found the New Testament.
Oh, okay.
It's that far back in the Bible?
Yeah. Surprising, right? Kind of short shrift for the good stuff.
Wait, does the New Testament, does it start with, is it the birth of Jesus? Is Mary pregnant at the end of the Old Testament?
Is that the cliffhanger?
Is that how it's like, whoa.
Then go back. The last book of the Old Testament is Malachi.
Okay.
Nick, do you have anything to say about the book of Malachi?
Hey, minor prophet.
Minor prophet.
Wait, do you know a lot about...
I know some.
Well, he worked underground, I guess, by what you're saying. He, like, chiseled rock.
Guys, what'd you do in your terrible teens? Ryan, what's the hottest, weirdest thing you did when you were a wet and wild teensome?
Oh, I remember one time I was like, I don't know what, we were playing some kind of game at my mom's house and I was like tied up with rope.
Nice.
And I said to one of my friends, I was like, oh, I'm not wearing underwear. And then they took off my pants and I like ran around the house and I started crying. And then my mom like reprimanded them and was like, you know, that's mean.
What are you wearing underwear?
No, I wasn't.
He just said.
But I don't know if it was like a schoolboy saying, oh, I'm not wearing underwear, trying to shock.
Oh, no. You know what it was, actually? I was wearing underwear, but all of my buddies were wearing boxers, and I was wearing tighty whities. And I think I told them that. And then I never wore tighty whities after that. I only wear, like, boxers or boxer briefs now.
Did you have to make your mom buy you the boxers, or were you able to go out and get your own boxers at that
I was,
point?
Like, 16, so I probably didn't. I mean, I had a job, and I paid for some stuff, but I don't remember if she, like, paid for my... I think she paid for my clothes still.
I think most people at 16, their mom still is buying their underwear.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
What's the youngest age you buy your underwear at? Well, I don't like to end in prepositions. When do you buy your underwear when you're at the youngest?
Just the people in this room or, like, historically?
Both.
Historically, I mean, as soon as you get the concept of money down. So, like, five years old?
All right, Rye Guy, I feel like we gotta get back to the interview with you. We've been talking some shit right now, and I have not gotten into anything about Ryan Sartor. Ryan, is this true or is this false? Boom, 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 boom. To your F, you like to read the book from time to time.
Love a good book.
To your F, you're the kind of guy who starts with the front cover and doesn't stop till he hits that back cover.
T.
T or F, you use your eyes and not your fingers.
Wait, what does that mean?
Like a speed reader with the finger, the rubbing, and the...
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm very skeptical of the speed readers. I do a leisurely stroll through a book.
All right, what are you talking about? Like 20 pages an hour? 25?
I don't know. I haven't really timed it. I don't know.
All right, well, we got an hour. So someone give him a book.
Oh, we've got. I have this copy of the Holy Bible.
Okay, great. Hand that over.
Perfect. We have a good book.
Yeah, okay, so
wait,
for...
Wait, swear him in first.
Oh, right.
Okay.
Do you, Ryan Sorter... no, say, I, Ryan Sorter, solemnly swear.
I, Ryan Sorter, solemnly swear.
To do the thing that we're going to do.
To do the thing that we're going to do.
Hereby the grace of God, I declare you to do it.
Amen.
All rise.
Ugh. Now, Your Honor, I've gotten lost. I'm trying to make my way to a season one bit.
Order. Order in the court. Just sit down and get on with the bit that's going on.
Oh, I'm
no
so
need
terrible.
To get needlessly Sorry, mired in a courtroom sketch.
Ryan, I want you to take that Bible. 60 seconds. I want you to read as many words as you can of that. In 60 seconds, we're going to multiply by 60 and then find the mean number of pages in a book. And we're going to figure out how many pages per hour you read.
Do you want me to count each word or just read it?
I want you to yell the number every time you get through a word.
Okay, cool.
And go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
It's a hard word.
24, 25.
Skip the proper nouns, it's easier.
26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49.
20 seconds.
50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74.
Time. 74 words a minute. So, hey, math whiz over there.
Well, why don't you...
Stephen Hawking, you want to figure out what that is?
Why don't we round it up to 80, because he needed to spend time to...
No, I don't need handouts.
All right, all right.
Yeah, we'll round it up to 75 for math.
Hello, you asked for Stephen Hawking.
That's not how he sounds. That's not a robot.
That is
sounds.
Not how he sounds.
Come on.
Stephen Hawking is not available. I, Watson, am available.
Oh, welcome back, Watson. You ready to do some math?
Are you fucking kidding me? I was born ready. That is literally what... I was made for.
All right, then bang out a couple equations for me. 75 times 60.
75 times 60 is so easy. I could have given you the answer before you finished asking. And the answer is 4, 3, 5, 4.
I'm going to give you some help here, Watson. 4,500 would be the...
I didn't need help. I knew that.
That's the words per hour, Ryan reads.
I knew it.
Hey, Watson, can you ask Siri what the average number of words per page in books are?
Wait, I know this. I know this because I'm writing a novel.
Oh, go on.
It's supposed to be 90,000 words.
I mean, I knew it, but I want to know if you know
it. So
they
say the general guideline is 500 words a page. That's what they say. So at this rate...
At this rate... Did you people plan on finishing your podcast?
Yeah, so at this rate, Ryan is reading 9 pages an hour. That doesn't seem right.
9 whole
seems
pages?
Seems low.
Okay, wait, how many words are in a novel?
90,000.
Divided by the 4,500 words an hour you read. You'd read a novel in 20 hours.
No, that sounds about right,
That's
actually.
That's not bad.
Okay, 90,000 divided by 20 hours.
Why aren't you asking me?
Bum, 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 bum.
Ryan, I feel like we have done you a disservice. We've brought you on here, we've made you reveal news about yourself, and then we haven't even paid attention to your news and your life. What are your dreams right now? What do you want? How can we help make that happen?
I really like this apartment.
Okay.
You want it?
Yeah, we can do that.
I just
want
to put that out there into the universe, you know?
Okay. Let's do a quick seg called Putting It to the Universe and just put some things out that you might want to come back to.
Okay. How should we do this? Do we just name them? Do we just rapid fire?
Rapid fire. I'm going to give us all a little bit of time. As soon as they come to your head, throw some stuffs out there that you want to be in the universe. A snake.
I want to be a saber-toothed tiger.
I want to have a snake, not be one.
I want...
like $10.
I wish...
Oh, I haven't had a Jolly Rancher in a while.
I wish oysters tasted good.
Is there better toothpaste?
I want an old lady to give me a really aggressive noogie.
All right. Well, guys, let's just give that a whole break to ruminate in the universe, and hopefully some of that will be rewarded back to us after this. Ryan, we're about to get into some really heavy it with you, okay? You ready? You strapped in?
Yeah.
We're breaking news.
Mr. Gorbachev,
this window looks open.
Tear down
it's
this
open.
Wall.
Did you pry it open?
Yeah. Hold on.
I gotta fit my whole body.
Let me hold the.
Can you help me?
All right. Good.
What is this place?
Senator, you're no Jack Kennedy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. Wait. Just get in then.
What is this?
There's so many books. Is that the Bible?
Are these microphones? Yo, is this like a
government conspiracy?
Like a government conspiracy.
Oh no.
Like, is this where they record the president's speeches?
Oh, Benny, did we just walk into a government conspiracy?
I don't know.
There's a lot of sound equipment we could take.
Oh yeah. I'll grab some. Whoa!
Whoa.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh, where am I going to sit?
You just...
Hello.
You're stuck at home, I guess.
We're here for government check-in.
We're here for the government check-in. We're here for...
The census.
Yeah.
Come on in, Ryan. Yeah. Don't worry. This happens sometimes.
Oh, hey. Are these other hosts of the podcast?
No. Guests or... I don't know. Airbnb. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. We're guests.
Yeah, we're
guests. Oh, you do an Airbnb here? What's your rates? What's your, not like the money you pay. I mean, like,
right.
What do people think of you?
There's
on?
A cat. You gotta. Sorry, let me.
Well, I don't.
You gotta feed the cat.
The cat
every Wednesday.
We could do that. Benny and I love Airbnb.
We could totally watch your cats.
Benny and you love Airbnb?
Yeah, Benny and I love Airbnb.
Yeah, it's like our third favorite thing to do when we're...
Guys, really excited about 2-in-1. But before that, Benny, what's your name, ma'am?
Beverly.
Benny and Beverly.
Benny and Beverly.
Nice to meet you.
Hey, thanks. Both. Would you?
That's
I already,
cool. I mean, I'll ask the questions.
Oh, okay. Okay.
This is my podcast.
Should I just sit here or?
Yeah, you already are. So I guess you might as well continue to sit
right
there.
I didn't know the government has a podcast.
I'm sorry about this, Ryan.
Wait, you guys don't. No offense, you guys don't really look like you're dressed for a podcast.
I mean, how do you dress for a podcast?
You're the only one here.
You know, like a
not in tie,
red pants and. Blue shirt and a tie. Ooh.
Yeah, we all have shirts with cartoons of us and our significant others on them and a necktie and red pants because it's a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just a guest, but I know that much.
I mean...
We left them at our last Airbnb.
We left them... I mean, we didn't really...
Hopping?
We didn't get the memo.
Yeah, we're B&B hopping.
Yeah, we're trying out B&Bs.
Wait a second. I know you're kind.
I think he's onto us.
Is this a race
I
thing?
Know you guys.
The government's on to us.
I hope this
they're
going to
give
thing.
Us chlamydia.
You got so much money, and you go from Airbnb to Airbnb, just like couch surfing, spending way more than any of us who stay at one place. Jason.
Yeah, that's totally
us. That's us in a nutshell.
We're just surfing from couch to couch.
You want me to come over there, Nick?
Hey, can you guys turn around?
Oh, guys, I actually have a job for you.
And close your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Great.
How turn much? Around, close your eyes. And can you actually, this is Ryan Sartor. Can you interview
Ryan,
him?
Up?
We've been doing a terrible job at that. Can you guys just handle that while we have a little sidebar?
I mean, sure.
He's writing a novel, and he's been with a girl a Giza Desert worth of days.
Oh, so like 30 days.
That's unconfirmed.
Okay, well, maybe.
Is it? I mean...
But it's been a Noah's worth of nights, if that matters. Okay, so keep that interview going. Nick and I have some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, sure. Hey, Ryan.
What's up, Nick?
How
Jason,
are you?
Yeah.
I'm well.
These people who go through Airbnb
like
everywhere,
well,
they can spend
good,
shitloads of money.
That's on the Airbnb?
Just on
it, you know?
Any extras we can throw in.
Okay.
Any extra services we can sell.
So we got to drive the price up.
Exactly. What's
your novel? All right. I think these people are loaded. They don't care about wearing appropriate attire.
Gotcha.
Only rich people do that.
Our ship is coming.
Let's just say it's about my childhood.
I think finally this podcast is going to make us a living.
Here we go, buddy.
Yeah, it's like Ryan's kids.
Oh, wow.
Ryan's.
You know, I always said, Beverly, you should write a book.
I always wanted to write a book about my childhood.
You got a great story.
I have a really good story.
I know. Hey, guys. That's what I keep saying.
I'm sure this is great. I'm sure we learned something about Ryan. Ryan, we'll get back to whatever that was we learned about you. But you two, an author, huh?
I dabble.
Wait, I'm sorry, Jason. I've been talking about my novel for a while. You know, I've been trying to. You haven't really asked me anything about it. She shows up. You seem super into her novel.
Well, you know, it's one thing for someone to just be a career writer, but emerging writers really need our support.
That's what I'm saying all the time. Emerging writers.
Yeah, but I'm not even sure if she's supposed to be here. Like, we haven't even confirmed. We don't know what's going on.
Exactly. We need marginalized voices from the outside represented on a podcast like this.
All right, you know what? I'm sorry, actually.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry.
No offenses taken.
Thank you, Ryan. You're a gentleman.
Here, let's just bang out our conversation about your novel in 30 seconds. Then we can move on to the marginalized voices.
Let's just hear the white man talk about his book.
So it's about a depressed cis male who has trouble being creative because of his own feelings of self-doubt. And then he gets a little bit of success, has imposter syndrome, goes back to where he grew up, reconnects with a high school sweetheart, and finally bangs out that novel he's been thinking about for 3 decades.
Yeah, except it's set in Canada.
Well, Beverly, you got a tall task stacking up to that novel pitch we just heard from Ryan.
Well, mine's not set in Canada. It's set on the big bad streets of Long Island.
Long Island.
South Shore.
New York.
And, yeah, it's South Shore.
South Shore.
And it starts with my mother, who...
Oh, what a bitch, right?
Yes, she was not a good lady, and I was born outside.
Outside of Long
Island?
And
that was a really hard start to a really hard life.
Wait, let's, I'm sorry, I'm gonna push pause on this. Mm-hmm. Outside Long Island, or, like,
no,
out,
like,
out, out
in the air.
Like, out in the woods, through these streams.
On the
three
beach.
Streams.
Okay, what was, on the beach?
All the bums were around, and they said, do you need any help? And she said, no, I've got this.
Okay.
And she just gave birth to me.
Wait, sorry to step in. She lived in the air?
Yeah, she lived out. I always said, Mama, where do we live? And she said, in the open air of Long Island.
Was this like the fresh sea salt air or just a sort of an inland Long Island?
Well, kind of a polluted sea salt. It was sea salt, but not a very fresh sort of variety.
Wait, so sorry. Sorry to keep harping on this, but specifically, like, not on the streets, like, in the air.
Ryan.
I'm sorry.
You know how the National Book Awards were, like, really doing a great job giving out these fantastic awards, and then that Lemony Snicket guy got up and gave, like, a really awkward speech?
Am I doing that?
Don't be Lemony Snicket guy.
All right. I'm sorry.
Oh, you sound like a poet.
I'm so sorry about that.
Giving advice about people's lives like that.
I am. By trade.
Oh, Nick, you also are working on writing?
I dabble.
That's great that there's another writer. Please share a poem.
Wow, what a little writer's workshop we've pulled together right now.
You know, I don't really like to share. Here's a one I've written.
Oh, okay.
I have it
in your breast pocket.
There once was a book called The Bible. If you read it, then it was liable to tell you some stories that were super bories.
That was a really good poem.
Thank you.
Yeah. Not for nothing, but
it sets
I like
up expectations,
you,
I think.
I like that you mentioned the Bible.
I am sorry, too. I didn't specifically denigrate you, but in my head I was like, oh, fuck this guy. But then when I heard the poem, I was like, you know what?
Yeah,
right?
Like, fuck
right?
me.
Fuck
yeah,
me.
I'm glad this is like a sharing space. I think we've...
Yeah, I feel very comfortable here.
Yeah.
What about you, Bev?
I feel good here.
Uh-huh. What else are you guys working on? Do you have any of that novel written out already you'd like to take a crack at here? We'll happily do some room edits for you.
Oh, well, I mean, I have a couple of scratchings.
Oh. Read them the part with the gummy bears.
Oh, God, that's a really hard story to tell.
It's okay. You're in a safe room right now. Ryan hosts a reading group. We're going to get to that part of the interview later.
Okay. I wrote it out on gum wrappers. I'm kind of addicted to gum.
Jason.
Yeah, what's up, bud?
Look, I think that's important for us to keep track of. What can they not get enough of, right?
Yeah.
All we gotta do is get some cheap ass gum, unload it on these richos here.
Gotcha.
And we are set.
Were we not supposed to be able to hear that? Or,
oh, was did you not turn around and close your eyes?
Was
or,
that, yeah. that was a poem. That was a poem.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's it's a hypothetical. It's
you're
a
sort of experimenting with meter.
So I see that you've pulled a whole stack of gum wrappers out of your bra and have smoothed them out on the table in front of you.
Yeah, do you have any tape? Do you mind if I just tape them together so it's easy to
read? I actually
have
this gum I've been chewing on, if you want to use this as adhesive.
That's perfect.
Yeah,
it's great that you have this forum, this opportunity to share your novel, you know, that you're a guest on this podcast and everything. So,
when I was nine, me, Beverly. Beverly is nine. Line break. I tried my first gummy bear. It was on the sand. A kid had left it there. He took the pack with him, but one green gummy bear remained on the sand. Line break. I put it in my mouth. It felt weird on my teeth. It felt weird on my tongue. I said, "Mama, is this sour apple?" And she slapped me in the face.
Oh, it's okay. And hold in the tears.
Line break.
Safe room.
Wait, and she slapped me in the face. Line break. The gummy bear fell out of my mouth. Green, chewed up bear in the sand. The tide came in. I watched it float away. I would just have to wait, line break, until tomorrow. And that's all I have on these gum wrappers.
Wow.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a brave first chapter. So brave. Ryan, we can finally do something with you. Do you have any notes for her?
Yeah, no, I was just going to say that I feel like I've been like that thing where I'm resentful and then complimentary afterwards so much that it almost seems like a bit, but I actually really loved that also.
Okay.
That was great.
That's big of you, Ryan. Thank you.
I appreciate that.
Any notes as a writer, as an artist, Nick?
A wise man once said, and that was the bravest thing I think that had ever been said. Okay. So that's my gift to you.
Is that the beginning of a novel? That
compliment was incomprehensible.
I understood very little of that, but you looked very sincere as you said it.
Yeah, it was like a human sentence, but it really didn't make any sense at all.
I like the avant-garde, but that was beyond me. How about you? What's your name? Biv? Who's
Benny.
Benny?
It's Benny. You have guests. You have Airbnb guests. You don't remember their names? My friend.
You aren't Airbnb. You're trying it out?
Right, because we live in the air to honor Beverly's bitch mother.
Wow, I dislike you very much, Biv.
First of all, what's my name, Biv?
It's Benny.
It's Benny.
Benny can be a little salty sometimes to new hosts.
Because did he also get born on a beach from the air?
No, I was born in a salt mine.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Where a bunch of people assaulted each other in a mine.
Okay. Was that in good faith? I'm going to look around the room. Did he mean that?
No.
I can't tell with this guy.
Do anyone know?
Okay, yeah. I guess I'm just going to have to believe you that people were being assaulted in the salt mine.
And then I was
Have you ever been in a salt mine?
I mean,
it's a hotbed of assault.
Is she being earnest? I'm going to look. Okay. All right, I guess she's being earnest. Listen, Biv.
No, her name is Beverly, not Ernest.
Okay, was that real?
These government people.
Was he being real? I can't tell with this guy. Is he goofing on me?
Oh, we don't goof.
No, we don't goof.
All right.
How did you guys get in here?
Through the door.
Front door.
We have seen you guys walk through the front door?
I mean,
I saw everybody's, you were laughing.
You were
and
laughing?
Your eyes were closed. Yeah. You looked like you were really enjoying the joke.
It
and,
was right
and Benny
when
and
you
I said,
all closed your eyes. We just,
let's
we,
go to the back.
We just decided we didn't want to bother yous. You were having a really good time.
You look like you were having a good time.
So we let ourselves in. Apologies for feeling at home.
That
in
seems
this cozy podcast studio.
That seems possible. I was killing it up there. I was really funny. Guys, confirm?
Yeah, I was laughing.
Yeah. I was so funny, Tim died.
Oh, there's another guy here?
There was, until I was so goddamn funny out there.
I missed
it. It was a real shame we didn't get that on mic.
Okay, so it's possible you guys snuck in while everyone was laughing at the great joke that I delivered.
What do they think? What do you think they mean, possible? Do you think they don't believe us?
They're doing our thing. Well, yeah,
it looks like they're having private conversations. I think we should close our eyes and turn around.
Okay, yeah, it's only polite. They do it when we do our stupid bit. Okay.
Well, how do we get out of this situation?
I don't want to go anywhere. I think they're going to publish my book.
I can't kill another 3-4 people.
Benny, said you'd kill as many people as it took to keep me safe.
That's right. You're right.
Is this a Cy Twombly?
You say the word.
This is a painting of a naked lady. I think it's maybe a Cy Twombly.
Oh, it might be. I think we have to be quiet when they do their thing, though.
Is that what we got?
No, it's traditional to like kind of carry on a side conversation.
Yeah, I know, but they were polite when we did ours.
Say the kill word.
Yeah, they're being polite, but like, what are they even doing here? That's my thing.
Okay.
Oh my God, Ryan.
Me.
No, I think Ryan's.
Well, I'm gonna put. This
I went
Xbox
really
on
out on a limb today, and I shared a story from my childhood.
Whoa! Oh, about how you live in the air.
I was born in the air. I don't live there anymore. I hop from Airbnb to Airbnb.
It's the closest we could come to the air, right?
Fractions of this are making more sense to me.
So wait, here's a question. It should be a simple question for everyone in this room to answer, except for Beverly and I. What happens in here? So far, there's just a lot of crosstalk.
Listen, writing 101, we're not going to tell you.
Oh, you're going to show me.
We're going to show you.
Yeah, that's what's one of the first writing lessons Bev taught me, when she tried to teach me how to write, but I can't write.
Hi, welcome to Let's Get Into It. We're here with Ryan Sartor, who has a reading series that is in the middle of Manhattan. Is that right, Ryan?
Oh, we moved, that space closed down. We moved to Gowanus.
You moved to Gowanus? What are you doing in Gowanus? Smelling the dirty water? Making some dirty lint? What are you doing over there? See, I knew you were going to love this, Biv. This is a podcast. Like, get on board. Rye Guy, tell me some of the people who read in that group. Who would our listeners know?
Casey Johnston.
Good name. Keep him coming.
Saeed Jones.
Good name. Keep him. See, Bev, this is what we're doing here. Keep it coming.
Guest of the podcast, Gabriella Paella.
Oh, nice. Who else is a guest of the podcast who reads in that series?
Kevin Wynn.
Oh, my God. Is there another one?
He is a darling.
Oh, Christine Fryer.
That's a lot of great guests that you should go and see that series because you like them so much. See, Bev, Biv, that's what we do in here. We get cool people in there. We talk about their cool stuff. Brooklyn literary neato shit.
Could I be in your book reading series?
Yeah, let me, you know what? I'll like find you on Facebook.
Yo, Bev,
or something.
Open up that tote bag. I'm going to put this PS4 in there. Okay.
Hey, guys, hands off the gaming equipment. Wait, what are you?
Oh, guys. We generally wait until after the cast to kick back, play some games.
Oh, yeah.
This is business time.
Okay, I'll just put it down right here inside Bev's tote bag.
You're being so polite. You just caught them trying to steal your PS4. You're like,
steal?
Whoa! Hey!
We're guests here.
I just tried to talk about your fucking reading series, and now you're doing this?
All right.
That was crazy.
Man, the last gasp of the patriarchy of literature.
Sorry about that. I don't.
It's the last time I invite a male writer on this show.
Wait, you write mail? You write mail for people?
I never got mail because I never had a mailing address because I lived in the air.
This world, I'll tell you.
We just admit that you don't live in the air.
No, I was born in the air. Why do you think I wasn't born in the air?
Because I've never met anybody born. If that's like a thing that happens, I feel like I would have heard of one other person who didn't break into this apartment and then claim to live in the air.
I don't understand why you're so skeptical.
Yeah,
I read you my gum wrapper passage.
You think she's lying about that?
It is weird that she had it pre-written on gum wrappers if it was a lie. I'm just saying, I barely believe her. But it's weird that she also had it written across a couple gum wrappers that we stuck together with my chewed gum.
All right, I know I've done a lot of backtracking tonight, but I really am sorry about that. I didn't.
Thank you.
That's true.
Thank you.
I feel like you and me are on a roller coaster a little bit.
No, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you guys got like some cool creative chemistry going. Hey, have you thought about like a collabo? You're both novelists at this point.
I work alone.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, you sure you don't want to just scribble some stuff down on the gum wrappers?
Yeah, she's smoothing a couple out right there. Why don't you?
All right, maybe I'll write.
Just take a crack at the start of chapter 2 for her.
Yeah,
so
just
you can get her moving.
And read it out loud as you're writing it.
All right.
And count the words as you write. Every time you finish writing a word, can
say
you count it?
Yeah,
as well?
Okay.
It's reasonable.
My 1, mom 2, grew 3, up 4, in 5, the 6. Air 7.
That's good. That's a true fact about me.
Yeah, that really hits home.
It's a little on the nose, though.
Yeah, I can't get over
that. No, the gum wrapper. You should probably take that off your nose.
Sorry. Yeah. That was inappropriate. I'm sorry.
I feel like we're all friends here. I feel like we all, there's a bond.
Well, most of us are.
Beth. I mean, I feel like there's a bond grew. I mean, I feel like I could probably just take this laptop off the table and just walk out with it.
Okay,
like
just I a feel thing like that friends could do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's Jason. I think it's a service our Airbnb could provide its guests, right?
Okay. Yeah, I guess you want.
It's just some perks.
You want to have this lap? I mean, it's connected to the mic, so as soon as you take that, I guess we're done.
Well, we could also take the mics. I mean,
oh yeah,
we,
that would be no problem for
if
us.
It's connected. Cool, cool,
cool. I mean, yeah. there's just a small fee that we add to your bill at the end.
Oh, that's
of the
fine.
End of the
you could
stay.
Just, yeah, you just bill away.
You just put it on the yeah. bill.
We'll just
put
it
on
that
bill.
Sure, this is okay, Nick.
Uh-huh.
Cool. Yeah, look, we've got to add on extra fees.
Okay, all right,
to just
I got it.
Suck all the money away you can. All
right. Okay, so you can take the mics and the computer, I guess.
All right.
I'll bill for that later. This is the point I was going to ask Ryan more about his novel.
Oh, yeah, no, feel free. Don't stop on our account.
Well, no, okay, no. I mean, this was a podcast okay, studio, but now it's an Airbnb.
Oh, okay. Okay, right.
I'm just going to grab the...
If you just have... If a moment... Right.
Oh, I think I want that piano, too. It's connected,
protagonist!
So.
Could you roll that piano?
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Yeah,
right, what themes do you think that you're going to be addressing in your brand new novel? Is that...
Well, I actually...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Take the laptop, just close that up. Hey, no, don't take the mic.